KSSK Radio. It's Mike and Larry, and maybe you know what the Fishers Forum is. It's about fishing. It's much more interesting than just that, however. I guess you may know, a bunch of people became ill last month in California because of salmonella. Well, the salmonella came from raw fish. Health department gets involved in stuff like that, and so does our health department, and it's time to talk about the Fishers Forum. Peter, are you there?
Hi, how's it going, Mike?
Everything is fine. Introduce yourself to these folks.
Hi, this is Peter Oshiro, and I'm the program manager for the State of Hawaii Department of Health Food Safety Program.
Food safety, and these incidences of salmonella in California, they didn't come from fish caught anywhere near here, right?
Yes, those fish that were implicated, they were processed in, I think, either Indonesia, Philippines, so they were done outside of the United States.
Do we ever get contaminated fish in our waters?
As far as locally caught fish, we have never implicated any type of foodborne outbreak that I can remember.
Wow. Okay. So how much of our fish, how much locally caught fish from our area here that's pretty good stays in Hawaii, and how much locally caught fish comes from perhaps Indonesia?
Yeah, again, I don't have those numbers because the health department doesn't track commerce. So people like the Western Pacific Regional Fisheries Management Council, they're the ones that keep that kind of data. But there is quite a bit of imported fish coming in, I guess, due to the price structure. And also, there's a lot of fish leaving Hawaii also, again, because of the high quality. So there are other countries that recognize. So there's a lot of fish leaving Hawaii also, again, because of the high quality. So there are other countries that recognize locally caught fish as being of a very high quality.
Okay, but the takeaway here is you're safer if you get fish caught locally. How would you know that? Is it on the label?
Well, again, that's the main thing that a lot of the groups are trying to do is get better country, what they call COOL, cool or country of origin labeling, and that's a real important thing. The Western Pacific Management Council and other people have been trying to pass legislation to make it a legal requirement that all fish products need to be identified from the country of origin. That is true to some extent, but once it's cut up and made into poke, those requirements are no longer, it's no longer required that they have the country of origin on it.
Wait a minute. So the whole fish, you got to have it, and then when you chop it up
right, and
put a little seaweed in there, it's not necessary.
Yeah, I guess because of FDA rules, when you have an ingredient and you start mixing it into another thing, like you're making, let's say, a fish patty mixed with beef, chicken, whatever.
Oh, boy.
And then it's very difficult, or it's going to be too difficult for the retailers to label every single country of origin of every single ingredient that goes into the food. So, again, that's why if it's whole uncut fish, then, or it's filleted by itself, then it needs to have the country of origin.
Okay.
It needs to be indicated whether it's frozen or fresh.
You guys are having there's a Fishers Forum where everybody gets together and talks about this and tries to come up with a plan. Where is that going to be and when, in case somebody wants to go?
It's going to be next week, Wednesday, June 17th, from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's going to be at the Harbor View Center where, all Nico's and all those other fishy places are.
Yeah.
And that's at 1129 North Nimitz, Pier 38.
Well, if something smells fishy, Peter's the guy to figure out what's wrong. It might be Indonesian fish, and we don't want any of that anymore. We don't want to become ill. Okay, Fishers Forum, Harbor View Center above Nico's, next Wednesday, 6 to 9. Thanks, Peter. We appreciate your help.
No problem. Anytime, Mike.
KSSK Radio. It's Mike and Larry on KSSK.
Keeping you in touch with Hawaii's most accurate news. This is KSSK.